Ever since I was a small child, I've been aware of the evocative power of sounds. The only specific bird sound I knew was the cardinal, but the general bird songs of a spring morning as I walked to school or took a Saturday hike along our town's little creek gave me a deep feeling of contentment. The sound of human voices evoke their presence in a way photographs can't for me. When I was digitizing radio programs from the 80s last year, I found an old April Fool's program in which Russ and my children each had a little line in an American Blue Jay insurance commercial.
Mommy, after Daddy hit that picture window, I was really scared about what would happen to us.
I know, dear, but we're just fine now, thanks to American Blue Jay Insurance.
Honey, we were lucky to afford little Jamie's care at the wildlife clinic after she ate those bugs from a chemically treated lawn.
That wasn't luck. That was
American Blue Jay Insurance.
Mommy, I'm scared of forest fires.
Oh, you don't need to be frightened. We're protected with
American Blue Jay Insurance.
Mom, why do they call them the good claw people?
Because you're in good claws with
American Blue Jay Insurance. So get a piece of the beak.
Just hearing those voices as they sounded 28 years ago gave me the feeling I'd traveled back in time to re-experience that lovely moment in our lives. This week, I've been digitizing and getting onto my webpage a few of the natural sound recordings I've made since Russ gave me a good parabolic microphone for Christmas in 2000. He gave it to me in anticipation of my first trip to the tropics. I headed for Costa Rica on 010101. The most satisfying recording I got on that whole trip was when I left the little omnidirectional microphone without the parabola attached on a branch in the middle of a hummingbird feeding station. The recording is over 10 minutes long, and hearing it conjures the thrill of seeing and hearing dozens of hummingbirds zipping in and out, the wind of their wings brushing my face as they buzzed by. I've been to the American tropics at least 7 times since then, but that very first time was magical, and this sound recording brings back that feeling of discovery more than my photos do. Paul Simon sang, "Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true." That was one of my favorite songs long before I spent time in the Friends of the Sanctuary's sharp-tailed grouse observation blind at a Douglas County, Wisconsin wildlife area, where I set out my microphone before I settled into the blind to watch the dancing grouse. While it was still too dark for the grouse and the first brown thrashers and field sparrows were starting to pipe in, a distant train went past. Normally, I don't like human sounds intruding on natural sound recordings, but somehow this one makes me happy. I've made a web page linking to 16 recordings, a few only 2 minutes long, but some much longer, conjuring specific moments and places. The longest are a 52-minute-long recording of the dawn chorus one May morning outside my apartment in Ithaca, New York, and a 73-minute recording of a May morning in the woods outside Minocqua, Wisconsin. Last year, I made a 37-minute one at dawn on Hog Island in Maine. It was a perfect windless day. The only background noises at all are the ocean and, at one point, a shrimp boat going by. All these ambient sound recordings are now on a web page linked to on my blog. If you search on any bird name on lauraerickson.com, the resulting species page shows up to 12 photos of it, all my radio programs about that bird, and also to any sound recordings I've made of it. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.